The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crackers bag a thing now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want pies in me, throw me thing up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hammering up. Okay. From what day you may find out, certain people no like me. Everyone broke us back a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me no fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the tambourine again, them said the flow ungodly, my mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need braver. Girl, when my frosty can't stand me neither. I'm excellent.
The Tuesday, May 9th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, your boy Naughty in your company. Right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. And I hope you're having a good one so far. I'm going to try and make that work run, that school run on the way home. Nothing but fun for you today. Get into some good combo. I know we'll be checking in with Freeport in short order. Mr. Producer, keep an eye out for Sarah Kirkby and the crew. You know they chime in on Tuesdays. I'm sure they'll be zooming in short order. Here's how you get it in. Here's how you chime in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll-free. In Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. I get your trivia lined up for you. Get that out of the way. And then we'll jump into the headliners because, as you know, it's Tuesday. So we'll be checking in with Freeport as well, the Grand Bahama News. See what they got going on for us today. Big supplement every Tuesday in the Guardian. All right. So here's what we're working with trivia wise. Get your thinking caps on. And today's Tuesday, so we found a pretty decent one for you today. Y'all gave some great answers yesterday. Just you had one winner with the tasting of the pet food. Y'all was really there, though. Can't tell you where to lie. Answers was good, just not right. All right. Oh, I got some good ones I could work with for you today. It's a pretty good one. Wow. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 83% or 83 out of 100 have admitted to doing this to make someone jealous or mad. Now, the key word is someone. All right? So you got to think about this one. If it was significant other, that would be a different set of wording. But this is someone jealous or mad. So what do they do to make someone, could be guy or girl, jealous or mad? Why do they, what is this that they do to elicit this reaction? What is it? All right? That's your brain teaser you got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Listen here, this ain't karaoke talk show. You know, you want to hear your songs, you call Lang on a Friday. But now you want to hear Feel Good Inc. as the intro again. Kirby, on the next break, bring us in with Feel Good Inc., okay? Because the Texas said they want to hear Feel Good Inc. again, you know? Y'all turn this into karaoke, man. No, sir. No, not post to pick at a restaurant or the food. No. Send themselves flowers. Hey, that's pretty good answer, but that's not it. That's not it. Anyway, y'all gets to working on that. I'm gets to working on this. The headline as well. What's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And here's just blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. Bid to stop Gibson's trial. Judge to hear constitutional motion. A judge on Wednesday will hear a constitutional motion filed on behalf of Adrian Gibson as the Embattled Free National Movement member of parliament seeks to stop his corruption trial. Gibson's lawyer, Mario DeSil, KC, will argue the constitutional motion before Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson, who has been assigned to hear the case. DeSil is seeking a stay of the proceedings on the grounds that Gibson has been prejudiced in his defense. In June 2022, Gibson, member of parliament for Long Island, was charged with 96 counts that stem from alleged misconduct while he served as their executive chairman of the Water and Sewerage Corporation. Prosecutors allege that Gibson illegally received more than $1.25 million from contracts awarded by the corporation during his tenure as chairman. DeSil served the court on a prosecution with a constitutional motion on Monday, the day before the jury selection was supposed to take place. So now, let's see where all of this political posturing leads us to. Is there fire behind this smoke, or is this just smoke and mirrors? It remains to be seen, but we need to keep an eye on it. Mitchell, it's time for a Bahamian head of state. Minister of Foreign Affairs Fred Mitchell said yesterday he believes the Bahamas should have a Bahamian head of state. It's time to have a Bahamian head of state elected by the people or chosen by the representatives of our people, said Mitchell, who was part of a Bahamian delegation that traveled to London for the coronation of King Charles III. The state of affairs and the need for change 50 years later is like Michael Manley used to say. And it goes on. And, you know, I'm sure he had a quote from former Jamaican PM Mr. Manley. But yeah, what kind of Bahamian head of state do we need? You need to elaborate more, you know? Let me check out page 5 just to make sure. Give it its due diligence. Did it continue on 5 or did it actually continue on another page? Well, I'll find it. I'll get to it. What else we got on the headlines? Monroe. Two clients in citizenship case deported before they won. Two boys born in the Bahamas out of wedlock whose father is said to be a Bahamian and whose mother is Haitian were deported to Haiti years ago despite the fact that they were joined to a Supreme Court citizenship challenge. And their attorney, Wayne Monroe KC, has obtained an injunction blocking their deportation. This Monroe said yesterday. Last Thursday, the Privy Council ruled in the case of Attorney General versus Shannon Tyreek Rowe and four others. The final appellate court determined the individuals born in that category are Bahamians at birth. In making that decision, the Privy Council upheld a judgment of a court of appeal which affirmed the ruling of the Supreme Court. Monroe said the four others included the two boys. And even though the injunction was secure, the immigration officer ignored it and went along with the deportation. That's wrong. Why do these kind of things continue to keep happening? Anyway. Bahamas had highest rate of gun ownership among several CARICOM countries. Bahamas had the highest rate of gun ownership out of 7 surveyed CARICOM countries, a recent report found. The data collected from 2 surveys shows that 23% of households in the Bahamas acknowledge the presence of firearms in the home. Well, hold on. Acknowledging presence of firearms doesn't mean that gun owners, like licensed legal gun owners. The results suggest that Haiti has the lowest level of households with firearms with just 2.3% of... Anyway, okay, I'll read that survey later. Yeah, on the bathroom break. how is that determined? Where did these numbers come from? I'm quite sure there's more guns readily available in Haiti right now, considering all the footage I'm seeing coming out of that country, than here. But again, I got to worry about home. And that 23% of households in the Bahamas have firearms. Almost 25% of the homes have firearms. Mr. Producer, you have a firearm readily available in your household? Because I don't. I must be in the 75%. Anyhow, I digress. That's a wrap right there on your headline. It's what's making headlines in the 242. Take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, do we have Grand Bahama lined up yet? I'll have a gander and see what's going on with them. Naughty, what kind of Bahamian head of state, you ask? I think we need a white Bahamian for head of state. I support Ryan Pindor, Brent Simonet for PM. Okay. To each his own. However you want to, you know, cast your vote. That's all on you, man. Whatever works for you, man. Listen, whoever this texter is, you way early to be talking sports. And no just-arrived new booty wannabe LeBron Laker could ever take my Laker card from me. I talk stink about him and you in a Laker jersey. How about that? Hit me back at 5, okay? So we could pick up this conversation, okay? All right. Boys, your answers are good, but let me tell you. And bam, we got a winner. Yes, we do. Send me an info texter. And see, listen, I guess this is, let me go over all these answers. Send themselves flowers and gifts. No. But listen, give me one of the many number of things that cause them to be jealous or mad. Don't say that could be a number of things. That's well and vague. You think you're getting an umbrella answer today? Post a pic on vacation. Post a pic at a restaurant of food. Simply look or smell good. No, none of the above. Go on vacation to make others jealous. I don't know, but if that can make sense. Depending on where you go on vacation. But if you're just going to Walmart in Miami, nobody can get jealous of that. Okay, well, here you go. Compare people to someone else, overlook or ignore. I was thinking overlook or ignore. Naughty, I don't have a firearm at home, so you trying to say that the gal on the side ain't messing with his boyfriend? Yes, he very may well. So you need to stop all too. Yeah, stop it. You might go blind. Buy a new car? No. We got a winner. And the answer did come through today. And 83% of the women surveyed said they will flirt or cut up with whoever they have to, man or woman, to make other people jealous. That's what we reached in 2023. Reality TV has sent us right over the cliff, Mr. Producer. You hear that? They'll flirt or cut up with anybody just to make certain people angry or upset. Boy, I tell you. Anyhow, you got our winner. Winner, send me a text, send me your info so I can get you hooked up with your prize. Let's get to the first break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. We'll pick it up. Let me see if Freeport's available this week. And we'll chime in with Sarah Kirkman and the crew from Freeport on the flip side of the break as we slide into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Coming up on the flip side of the break as the May 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Tuesday, May 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 4:35 p.m. is the time. Let's get up into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John. In addition to a wide selection for men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic, John's now has small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. All right, so be sure to check them out at both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John serving you is a pleasure. All right. So we'll wait for Freeport to chime in. Might have some technical issues today with Freeport, so let me see how that works out. But while we wait on them, let me get up into the buzz. Now, this is something that a lot of people in the community have reached out to me when they see me in the neighborhood passing through, when they see me at the barbershop or see me at a watering hole. All of them will say the same thing. And I looked at it. At first, and I was like, okay, let me do the due diligence. Let me make a few laps in the neighborhood, of the community, of the constituency. And yes, I have to say, Mr. Sears has done a great job paving and redoing the roads in that Chippenham and Fort Charlotte constituency. However, despite the good job you do, Mr. Sears, I have residents of St. Albans, Papal Track, Saunders Beach, and into the White Grove that got issues with paving. And those are the same roads you were walking on campaign trail saying you was going to pave them. The residents in St. Albans want to know where their speed bumps are that they've been dying for, desperately crying for. And if we can repave everywhere around St. Albans and Papal Track and Saunders Beach and the White Grove, then you need to pave them as well. The whole strip of West Bay Street running from Fish Fry past Shell to the roundabout on Saunders Beach full of, got numerous potholes. You need to stop and check them. If you can do it right. Okay? And we wouldn't want just those three areas that we talked about not to be paved and anywhere else got paved. Hey, Mr. Sears, as good a job as that crew of yours has done in the Fort Charlotte constituency, even on some of the Woodbehavens called Juk side streets that don't even have a name. If you can do it right, get it right all the way around. Can't be just good for some and not for others. Naughty, what happened to Fox Hill? Hold on. You around here talking about in the West, what happened in the East? Fox Hill needs paving as well too, Naughty. Maybe when Sears finishes in the West, he could come East. All right, man, I appreciate you listening in Freeport, and make sure to send whoever it is you need to pick up on this end in New Providence to get your prizes, all right? But yeah, glad to know Freeport listening and got it locked and loaded and answering the trivias too. We got a caller, Mr. Producer. Naughty, I live in the White Grove, and the last time we got paid was when the Prince and Princess visited for the Jubilee, and that wasn't all of the White Grove, because some of the White Grove still didn't got missed in that portion, and full of craters. But I understand what you're saying, White Grove dweller. I understand. Yes, indeed. We got a call in, Mr. Producer, or no? All right, cool. But, I mean, that is a valid question. And when you see the potholes and you see the craters, I mean, you do need to ask. What about those areas? And some of them people a little hot there, Mr. Sears. You might want, revisit it. You know? Just throwing that out there for you. Another thing we need to address. All right, hold on. We got another text coming in. Let me switch the text. I got to say, Naughty, they need to let water and sewage come into the White Grove and blow out the drains. Yes, indeed. They need drains. Listen, that's another thing, though. Who's got the contracts for the drain cleaning? And without a proper public procurement act, you don't know who gets the contracts. But I got the photographs of minors, 12 and 13-year-old dudes, helping older Bahamians clean out the drains. Doesn't really look like a certified company to me. I'm just saying. But yeah, the drains need to be cleaned too. A lot of the flooding issues in those areas are because the drains haven't been properly cleaned and properly drained out. Nor do I think Grand Bahama should divorce itself from the Bahamas on our 50th independence anniversary. I think you should divorce yourself from texting me such foolishness sometimes and trying to throw me off course and getting me into Joker's Wild mode. But yeah, Grand Bahama and possibly Abaco, I agree with you on that, because they keep getting the worst treatment of all the time. You know? I tell you. What else you all buzzing on? A couple other things I see out there. Oh, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Where's this?
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Oh, this is Lightboy.
All right. Thank you for calling, Ms. Lightboy. You have a nice day, too. All right. Solid. You obviously got the wrong extension, and it's all good. Here's something else that seems to be popping up now. And again, I don't know why we ought to keep talking about it. But It seems to be a proliferation of bloodlust these days on social media. Y'all crew crying for these graphic pictures and morbid, morose images. Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to go actually get some help. Y'all need to go talk to somebody. You might have some mental issues going on, you know, if you are that enthralled with tragedy or thinking that sharing these things around makes you cool or gets you looked at in a special light. It gets you looked at as if you are special. Like, once again, an idiot with a smartphone is wrecking havoc. I mean, did it ever occur to you that the more you push and promote sharing those kind of images, thinking it's cool, and some of y'all going as far to say that it's media. No. WhatsApp groups. I don't care if you get one or two little people to sponsor you with their little juk business for your voice notes. That's not media. That's social media, borderline conspiracy theories, borderline smoke and mirrors, borderline fake news, borderline political propaganda. You got to consider the sources. But that don't justify, whatever you call yourself, don't justify sharing those kind of images. They're heinous. It's foul. And it is an utter disrespect to the victim, deceased or alive, and their family members. And I'll keep addressing it. Because it needs to stop. What do you gain by doing that? What do you gain? Is there a certain club that if you share these gory graphic images, you get points and you get a prize or something? You got like a Friday the 13th DVD collection, box set or whatever? What's going on? What do you really gain from it? I think we got to start calling wrong where wrong is and identifying idiocy where idiocy is. And stop being so nice when we address the certain situations. Because you know one thing about us behaviors, you talk to us bad every now and again, and the pennies drop. So maybe we need to talk to some of these idiots a little bit stink and put them out there so they could feel a little bit of public embarrassment, and maybe they'll stop the foolishness that they do. Because at the end of the day, there but for the grace of God go you or I. I mean, you share somebody's tragedy today, they could be sharing a picture of you and a tragedy tomorrow. That's how this thing called karma goes. That's how this thing called karma works. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, the PLP proves they are heartless more than the FNM, despite preaching as the Pharisees that they care so much about the poor. Minutes put 0% VAT on goods and services that affects the poor on a daily basis. Bray put it to 10%, then cut social services. Who is more heartless? Guess what? That don't determine heartlessness, because there was other things Minnis did that proved his heartlessness, just like Braves 10% proves his. They both heartless, in my opinion. And they both showed heartlessness in the past and in the present. That's why we need a fresh landscape with new players in the game, younger, vibrant politicians with vision who could actually serve this country for multiple terms and get some stuff right. Naughty, speaking about what's buzzing, I almost got ran off the road yesterday from a group of guys on ATVs and dirt bikes. It's out of control. Why so many dirt bikes on the streets with no license plates and no one wearing helmets? But don't we have a road traffic department to address those kind of issues? If you know every Saturday and Sunday there's a proliferation of these bikers going out there who are not licensed and not wearing the helmets, then deal with them. But the ones who are licensed and the ones who are wearing their helmets, do not victimize or target them. Here's another text. Naughty, your previous text talked about dirt bikes and ATVs on the street. What about the guided tours of ATVs that are now becoming an annoyance in certain areas? Also, who wants to take a tour of downtown? Get them out of the city area and into the outskirts of New Providence for a better tour. I know you're going with that texter. Get them off the main roads. Get them out there where nobody's frequent and they could be slow and slow up traffic. I see what you're trying to say. Naughty, what about the litter all over New Providence? Who has contracts to clean the verges? Why are they so deplorable? Naughty, why do we have employees at the Ministry of Works? Why are contracts given out when the employees at the Ministry of Works were hired to do the same job? Very interesting. Very, very interesting point right there, Tax. I like that one. Naughty, those bikes are called trail bikes for a reason. They shouldn't be on asphalt roads. They should be on trails. Y'all speaking out today, boy. Y'all letting, yay. That's what you do. Hey, Naughty, I didn't hear any mention about the airport in Long Island. We cannot hear anything about what these things cost. They give these jobs to people who don't have a clue about what they're doing. Typical PLP, all mouth and no action. And of course, with no Freedom of Information Act, with no Public Procurement Act properly in place, we got to go on what they tell us and what they decide to tell us and whatever morsel of information they want to give us. Naughty, we ain't recovered from Dorian and the pandemic, but brave administration came to office spending, traveling, and partying like we had a surplus in the treasury. Now that the metal hit the road, they scrambled at every straw. Although things were at a crunch, many hardships in the last 18 months are a direct result of brave administration's incompetence. Brave met a steady fiscal path and he diverted completely from it for pure partisan politics. But we know what was coming, Texter. You don't know how this thing go. Piggyback the good things and try and make it look like it was your idea and stop reviewing canceled other stuff so you can promote your agenda or your policies. But there again, I digress. We all know, you know, what that partisan politics does, Texter. It rears its ugly head every time and holds us back and keeps us spinning the wheels in the mud. And got us playing ping pong with the electorate every 5 years. Naughty, the roads in New Providence are so bad, we should all be riding tractors. And I can't say all the roads. Because Chip and I have got some nice roads. Nice. Solid. Fluffy. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, let me know when you get Berlin, okay? I'll be calling back.
Okay, you early today. Boy, I tell yeah. you early. You should have the same moxie and backbone in football that you do in basketball.
I told him yesterday 4:05 I will be tuned in.
Okay.
That's what I told him.
So okay. You said 4:05 you'll be tuned in, but you calling in at 4:49, so you 44 minutes late on your original request.
I was tuned in from 4:05.
I had no proof you didn't call in at 4:05 and say, hey, Naughty, this
I know your question. I know everything you started off with.
Anybody, you could tell them, you could ask anybody. Plenty of people is listening to this show. This is number one in the afternoon. You could ask anybody what Naughty Tribute was today. They'll tell
you. I'm your listener. Are you going to doubt me?
Considering some of your past discretions in the past and how you went AWOL after losing a bet, I might have some doubts.
I am one of your number one listeners. Are you going to doubt me today?
No, because I hear you love me like you love Jimmy Butler, so I hear it's all good. So I'll see you in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right,
brother. Boy, he called him pretty out early today, boy. Early today. Hey, Kirby D. But my God, they was trying to get on me yesterday. But boy, look here, last night, AD was getting the ball in the post a lot, eh? Getting it in the post till he puke. And in position, why? Because they had Draymond in the back and Peyton playing in the lap. You see what I'm saying? But if you get the ball in the right position, you still end up with 23 and 15, right? Anyhow. I know. I told you so again. I know. But anyway, Mr. Producer, I got something special for them in 5 o'clock, you know. Watch this approach this afternoon. Watch this one this afternoon. I got something good for them. But anyway, let me get back to the text lines. Naughty, your texture is right. Your previous texture is right. We do have a situation with roads here in New Providence. Some have been repaved and look good, and others are simply deplorable. We need equal paving all the way around. I agree. Naughty, I'm so disgusted with our political leadership. They should all just head to the dump. They continue to travel and throw big parties while taking from the civil service and poor. Might as well go communist or dictatorship. Whoa. Hold on. You ain't got to go communist or dictatorship. And we had a dabble of the dictatorship, a little bit of dictatorship last administration. Some things there, Dr. Minister was doing was borderline dictatorial. So no, we don't need that. And we don't need that communist element. No. Come off the ledge, Texter. I know you're upset. Come off the ledge. Take a deep breath. Musa. Let's talk it out. We got plenty other steps to go before we reach dictatorship and communism. Some might say the COI might be such. All right, leave that alone. Wee! Mr. Producer, how many breaks we done taken for the day? One or two? I got to take my second break, right? My second break coming up, right? All right, so before I get to the second break, man, let me remind y'all, it's Crazy Tuesday over there at KFC Nassau. You got the 5 pieces of chicken for $10. Can't beat that with a stick. Take advantage of that Crazy Tuesday special each and every Tuesday over there at KFC Nassau. And mix it up today. Get original and spicy. Yes, sir. And once again, everybody who voted and rocked the vote and that huge promotion, man, you know, Battle of the Recipes, big up yourself, man. Original 54, spicy 46, 54% to 46%. Tight race. But you know, those originals come through in the clutch. But it's just good to know, man, you know, the team got even bigger now. You got another superstar on that team, man. Big up to Dasque, Kid Spicy, doing his thing. It's all good, man. We got big things popping for the rest of the summer, so keep on listening out and keep on supporting KFC Nassau. Let's check out The Global Woman, brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. And here we go. Boy, there's a lot of stuff here. Let me scroll back up. Here we go. Clint Eastwood is coming up on his 93rd birthday at the end of the month and is planning to direct his last movie, Juror Number 2. In Tennessee, a man standing at the Hilton Hotel was awakened in the middle of the night to find that the night manager was sucking on his toes. Mr. Producer, you hear that? Now, hold on. I mean, you got to depend on sucking on your toes. First of all, was the night manager a man or a woman? And then, you know, anyway, you know what? Those kind of questions, I better ask them elsewhere. Not here. Erica may have a problem with them. All right. I want to say something so bad right now, Mr. Producer. Boy, I want to say something. And funny too, you know. But everything cool. I will leave that alone. Former Happy Days star Anson Potsy Williams, 73, married Sharon Mahari on Saturday in California. Potsy finally got married. Yay, Potsy! This talk of Bannon Fox News in Canada. Season 5 will be it for Yellowstone, ending sometime this fall. The spinoff starring Matthew McConaughey has been given the green light. Presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. is claiming that the CIA was responsible for the death of his uncle, JFK. Christina Applegate says she's probably done with in front of camera stuff, but she will lend her voice to a new animated version of Married with Children. Chris Brown and Usher took part in the Lovers and Friends Music Festival in Las Vegas on Saturday evening following a fight that reportedly took place between the two musicians earlier in the day at a roller rink. 73-year-old Bonnie Raitt was supposed to go on a concert tour this month, but has had to postpone it due to a medical condition that requires surgery. Vida Blue, who won the 1971 AL Cy Young Award and MVP Award as a 21-year-old and was a member of three World Series championship teams with the Oakland A's, has died at the age of 73. Vida Blue fastball. Boy, I tell you. Erica Herman, who was a longtime girlfriend and professional golfer Tiger Woods, is accused of 15-time major champion of sexual harassment, according to a court filing on Friday. All right, and finally, Scott Baio, who played Chachi on Happy Days, announced that he is leaving California due to the homeless crisis. The retired actor said that increased crime makes it unsafe for him to live in. Wow. And Derek Jeter and his wife, Hannah, announced their son, Caius Green, who was born last Friday. So congratulations to Derek right there. All right, that's a wrap. On Your Global Woman, we're seeing another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Now, we got the answer to trivia out of the way. And don't forget, as I slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, they've got it back, man. That glazed donut breakfast sandwich, man. You got the saltier of the bacon and the egg and the cheese and the sweet of the glazed donut combined, it is all good. It is off the chain. It is a party in your mouth. And it's waiting for you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, Mr. Producer, what are we going to do? Get to the second break and then get to the news? That's how we can do it? You got Feel Good Inc. lined up, right? That's it right there. Let that play, man. Remember the text the one to hear this go into the break? Just let this play. That's Feel Good Inc. That's Gorillaz. Feel Good Inc. That's it right there. Just let it bump. You might want to play the song, though. This is the instrumental. Get them a little taste, man, before they blow up the text line again talking about, you said you used to pay Feel Good Inc. and you ain't play it naughty. They really believe I said lying on a Tuesday. Lying on a Tuesday. Get it up and lying on a Friday, man. So I'm just going to keep you all entertained until Mr. Producer lines up the song from the top. And then we'll go from there. There you go. Text to enjoy your Feel Good Inc., all right? Let's go to the break.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Got prostate cancer. My family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center in South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Victoria.
We want local government.
Shadow.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, May 9th edition of Talking Heads. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour, and 5:07 p.m. is the time. All right? So you know how we set it off like we do each and every day? You know we got to get into Today in Sports History, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. All right? Give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got chefed up for you. See what they got going on for you at Naughty Johnny's. All right. Let's see what happened on this day in sports history. May 9th, 1945. The U.S. Wartime government ban on horse racing was lifted. 1961, Jim Gentile of the Baltimore Orioles set a Major League Baseball record when he hit a grand slam home run in two consecutive innings. The game was against the Minnesota Twins. 1973, Johnny Bench hit three home runs in a game. It was the second time he'd achieved the feat. 1984, the Chicago White Sox beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-6 in 25 innings. The game took 8 hours and 6 minutes to complete. 1987, Eddie Murray of the Baltimore Orioles became the first player to switch hit home runs in two consecutive games. 1989, Rick Cerrone of the New York Mets committed his first error in 159 games as a catcher. 1989, Kevin Elster of the New York Mets committed his first error in 88 games as a shortstop. 1993, the Phoenix Suns beat the Los Angeles Lakers 112-104 in overtime to become the first NBA team to lose two playoff games at home and then come back to win three straight. I could tell you. 1993. I remember that, you know. Remember that well. Remember it all too well. Remember it all too well. That was them Sedale Threet Los Angeles Lakers. See, that's when y'all, quote-unquote, Laker fans of today start running on. I just have to laugh at y'all. Because plenty of y'all didn't know about that 1993 squad with Sedale Threet at the point, so on and so forth. Yeah, that team wasn't too purdy. It wasn't purdy at all. 1995, the Cleveland Indians tied a record when they recorded 8 runs before making an out. They beat the Minnesota Twins 10-0. 1997, the San Diego Padres retired the number 35 pitcher, Randy Jones had won the number. 1999, Marshall McDougal of Florida State hit 6 consecutive home runs and knocked in 16 runs. Both records were set in a 25-2 victory over Maryland. 2001, in Accra, Ghana, at least 120 people died in a stampede at a soccer match. 2010, Dallas Braden pitched the 19th perfect game in Major League history. The Oakland A's won 4-0 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Sports quote of the day, adversity causes some men to break, others to break records. William A. Ward. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, we got Pearly chimed in. I could hear by the volume that Pearly's here.
I'm here.
You had a mystery dolphin calling here from 405 for you today.
He can call all he want. See, he only has, he can call all he want because they know they won't run over. He, no. He was adamant that my Lakers was finished. Adamant. 3-1. 3-1. Lonnie Walker, the man that Naughty brought up, the man that Naughty called for to play. Ham got the call from Naughty, said, Naughty, I hear what you say, I'm going to play him. And he played. 15 points in the fourth quarter. Lakers 3, or the world champion Warriors 1.
I hope you know. I hope they know Lonnie Walker won that game for them last night, you know.
No, a lot of said, and a fellow named who I don't like call, he said it. He says, without Lonnie Walker, we would have lost this game. He admitted it, and I thought that was pretty big of him being such a what he is, you know.
Yeah, but Lonnie should have been playing, man. I always wondered why Dobbin Ham took him out of that rotation. I always wondered. I had my questions. I didn't know, but...
Well, at the time, a couple of times, you brought Troy Brown, and Troy really played well, and Troy earned the time.
Troy's Troy a defensive guy. That's why Ham would lean to him. But I will always tell you, you need somebody else who could score the rock in that second unit, and Lonnie Walker the fourth is that guy.
Yep.
You don't need him to do nothing else but score the rock. That's all you need him to do. If you get one or two little bits of defense, that's fine. Now, I look at that Heat, that Knicks game yesterday, all right? And I look at Brunson with 32, all right? And he did his thing. My boy Hart did not show up last night at all.
And you're right.
And only three Knicks showed up last night. Brunson, Barrett, and Randall. The rest of that Knicks squad was garbage. Robinson, garbage. Grimes, garbage. Hart, garbage. Obi Toppin, they still give him minutes?
They're still a couple of players away. They're still a couple of players away from being a better team, but that one over there, he can send them home. I pretty much admit to that.
Yeah, I mean, just the way it is right now, I mean, I think Miami gets one before New York wins three, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
New York may get one more, but this one over. Miami got this one over. Now, here's the thing. You look at the Lakers series, they have to win game four in Golden State. They have to.
Why?
No, I mean, they have to win game. They got to win game four in L.A. They got to win game four in L.A. and wrap this up. If Golden State...
No. They already win game four in L.A. They have to win. You run as anyone in game.
Sorry.
The next game is tomorrow night in Golden State.
They have 3-1. Hold on.
Over in L.A.
No.
It over in L.A. on Thursday night.
That's where I say the red flag is, Burley. That's where I say the red flag is, and let me tell you why. If they get one in Golden State, which we know is possible because they play well at home, and you leave them around hanging in that game six, they will force a seven. I think the Lakers need to do the throat step next game, put the foot on the throat, and finish it. If they don't, it could get nasty.
And I stand by my word, it's over in five.
Purdy?
4-1.
Now, here's a text to Naughty. Tell Purdy it ain't over till it's over. Y'all got to win four, and the Warriors got to win three. So basically, okay. The text is saying it's a race, but I think the Lakers get that one they need before the Warriors get three. My point is, we know how the Warriors go when you give them some momentum. They get that one at home, they come back and believe they could teeth one in L.A., and if they do, then it's a problem in Game 7. So I'm thinking eliminate all of that, knock them out now while you got them foaming.
Not in Golden State, but the Lakers showed me something last night. They showed me guts and resilience. Listen, you cannot get Steph to play much better than he played, other than the shooting was a little off. But other than that, Steph played a masterful game. Those guys threw haymakers at the Lakers last night, and the Lakers didn't fold. Lakers went down by 12, and they did not fold up. And what was good about it was the role players did not fold up. The Reeves had a key jump shot. The Schroeder had a key jump shot. Lonnie Walker. They had key players other than what LaBie and AD did.
No, but hold on. I mean, quietly, you're not giving credit to somebody who deserves a lot of credit, because quietly with 21 was the pale rider, Austin Reeves.
I said Reeves.
Oh, okay, my bad. I didn't hear you say Reeves. My
yeah,
apologies.
Reeves. And the point about it is that the Golden State had Dre Green there and put Gary Payton Jr. sit in AD lap and take the post play from him, and they adjusted.
And
Mobley did some things to open it up and make it available for AD to be back there. And Reeves then made some key jump shots, that was and some key rebounds that happened. The defense was awesome. That switch defense in that last play. Oh, my goodness. They did a great job with that.
That was all AD, though. AD played his butt off on two possessions on Steph Curry and altered the shot.
No, I know. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about when AD got the steal from Draymond Green. The way they switched was really good. Even my boy played defense. My nigga don't play defense, played defense.
Here's somebody who, like I say, back to Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker needs to get those minutes Rui Hachimura was getting last series, because Rui hasn't done anything this series. And I told you, it's a case of matching up. In that Memphis series, Rui had that mismatch, and he was killing it. This one, not so much. Look at the numbers, the fall off. But Lonnie Walker IV got that mismatch, and they need to exploit it. That dude is good for 15 points every night once they play him properly.
The key to Lonnie Walker is that he was healthy. He was fresh legs. He wasn't tired. Everybody else, if them jump shot, he was jumping way up. Jump shot was on. Fellas, them legs were heavy. They were tired because, listen, the Warriors don't. The Warriors ain't as young as y'all think they are. And I told y'all the other day that Klay Thompson is not where he's supposed to be. I told y'all, listen, nobody listening to me.
No, Purdy. Come on now. Stop. I ain't gonna let you do that. And you know why I ain't gonna let you do that?
What did Klay do in the last two games?
He had 9 this game last night. All right, I give you that. Last night was a turd burger. He only threw up 9.
That. And the game before that.
Well, we'll revisit it right now. When did they play? On Saturday? And the 127-97 shellacking?
Friday night.
He had 15 on Friday, 15 and 7.
Okay. And what did he have in the game they won? 30?
And let's go back to the other games now. In the second game, he had 30. When they won 127-120, and in the first game, when the Lakers won 117-112, give me 1 second. Klay had 25. So the only 90 burger game that he's had was last night. 25, 30.
Oh, and the night before that.
Earl, game one, he had 25. Okay? Game two, all right, he had 30 points. I'll pull it up for you right now. He had 30 points, 3 rebounds. That's in game two. In game three, 127-97, the Lakers won. He had 15.
Okay, 90 game.
No, 15 and 7, and he shot. Let me look at the shooting percentage, and we'll see how 90 the game was. Okay, he had his 15, but yeah, he didn't shoot too well as far as the field goal percentage. 45%.
I already looked this up. I let you look it up on your own.
Now, to me, the 15-point game, the 9-point game I would give you was total garbage.
The 15-point game is, for him, that's a 90 game, because he has to score 20-plus points for the Warriors to win.
You playing armchair quarterback on that one now, Earl. Come on.
The Splash Brothers got to carry the team.
That I'll give you.
Between the two of them, it got to be 45-plus points as they lose.
All right,
serious. In these playoffs, that's what has to happen. Because Poole is a waste of time. They realize that Poole is that's once he gets the ball, he won't shoot.
Now I think they realize why Draymond snatched him up in the beginning of the season.
All right.
But that remains to be seen. I think the Lakers, what they need to do is incorporate what they've been doing. All of those players that Pelinka, made that trade for. And he doesn't get the credit he deserves for that trade, because let's be real. He waited, and he couldn't have got a better bunch to do what they're doing right now.
No, actually, he's getting lots of credit. He was in the hall. They showed him in the tunnel waiting on the team and hugging everybody that came out. The guy who's beyond with on First Take, DC or DL or whatever his name is, DK. He actually apologized to Pelinka and said, I doubted you. You did a great move. He's getting the credit for the move.
Right.
The signs I'm saying from 13, I'm telling you, Naughty, I'm telling you this, the Lakers will be in the NBA Finals. Whether they win it or not, I'm not saying, but they will be there.
Well,
and depends on if the Heat go there, they beat the Heat.
Well, Pearly, we all know now. I mean, if you look at the handwriting on the wall and how the NBA goes, you know they're going to make sure the easiest way for that boy to get to the finals, to try to resurrect that legacy of his, that got some tarnish in the finals at 4-6, they will do.
Well, whatever they have to do, I don't care. The ones the Lakers win, that's all I'm interested in. But the bottom line, too, is they need to win tomorrow night because I think the Nuggets and the Suns can go to seven, let them beat up on each other, let them get tired, get some rest, and they're getting some rest for AD.
In any case, they got two tough roads to hoe, which whoever wins that series. Because coming out of that seven-game series, like you say, and I don't think it goes seven. I think it ends in six. But nonetheless, whoever comes...
And who can win it in the six?
I could be honest with you. At first, I was thinking Jokic and them did what they needed to do. But the Suns seem resilient the last couple of games. And Booker, buddy, they don't have no answer for Booker. None. And if Booker could carry them and KD could get a little hot, I got to lean toward the Suns. The only advantage I give Jokic and the Nuggets is if they get the next game, I think they have the ability to close it out. But, and it's a big but, if Phoenix gets the next one, Phoenix gets it. I think the winner of the next game takes the advantage to close it out.
Yeah,
that's my theory for six games, not seven.
But I think the Nuggets, are a good regular season team. I think they're being exposed. Joker got up for 50 and they lose, they're being exposed. I think the Phoenix basically got two players, KD and Booker. CP3 is not there, and basically you put Vanderbilt on Booker and Schroeder on Vanderbilt on Booker.
Don't say Schroeder, because when they put Schroeder on Ja, you saw what happened. So don't say that.
That's right, but Schroeder, he's not going to be the full-time defensive player, but Schroeder had some key steals of Ja, some key pokeaways and stuff. Schroeder did some good playing. They gave Schroeder some credit there.
I got to see that. Not that I don't believe you, but I got to see that. Because Schroeder was kind of quiet in the last series, if you ask me. Very quiet. He's been more loud in this series, in several games, than he was last series. But like
Schroeder has been a factor in the Lakers winning. He's been a great asset coming off the bench, and I think he's doing great.
Purdy, you want me to pull up the box score? I tell you, this series, yes. Stick
not
to
a
this
scoring
series.
Thing. Not a scoring thing.
Oh, okay.
Schroeder, I didn't say scoring. Schroeder was active. Schroeder played some good defense.
You mean he's doing the dirty work, the intangibles.
Yes, the intangibles, correct.
Because, you know, I mean, let's be honest. Schroeder is feast or famine when it comes to scoring, all right? Either you can put a bunch in or you ain't going to put a bunch in. There's no in between. But listen, I looking at that Nuggets roster, Pearly, they only really run six deep, you know, or seven.
That's the point I'm raising. And they're getting foul trouble. The Lakers match up better with Denver than we do with Phoenix. If Denver happens to beat them, we can beat Denver. If Denver happens to beat Phoenix, we can beat Denver.
Yeah, I think...
people don't see in this Lakers team is coming together.
Now, I look at the Phoenix squad, and it's a little different, all right? You got Durant, you got Booker. The two of them threw up 36 each in the last game.
They have to do that every night in order for them to win.
But
they
now you got some dudes now that's starting to step up, which you got to watch now. You got Landry Shamet. Ooh. Landry Shamet starting to score the basketball on the second unit.
What did he have last night?
19.
Okay.
And Ross. Remember Terrence Ross now, 3-and-D guy from Orlando. He's starting to play in there. So I'm thinking Phoenix got more dogs and more players to give the Lakers a test than the Nuggets, for sure. But the big key to the Suns is, why is Ayton only getting 8 points and eight rebounds?
Because Joker's eating them for breakfast.
Come on, man. Pretty. Let's be honest. They got to give him the ball. They got to get him the rock, too, though. Let's be honest.
How you can get him the rock when you get two balls? Who have to have the ball in their hand? Enough ball for Ayton.
God almighty,
come on,
man.
Booker's shooting, between Booker and KD, they taking up 70% of the shots.
But there again, if you have a big man like Ayton that could work, you got to maybe take some of that off, get some inside, and that sets up easier jump shots on the kick back out.
Ayton can't do that to Joker. So Ayton is really not a factor in this series when it comes to Joker. It has to be Booker and KD, and Booker and KD have to score.
You mean to tell me Ayton can't get effective numbers if they don't incorporate him in the offense against Joker? You can't tell me Joker dominates him that much, bro.
Yes, I believe that.
I mean, I get the 53 outburst the last game.
Joker keeps him away from the rim because Joker can hit the three.
Yeah, I mean, he had 53-11 last game. You can't knock that.
So Aiden is out of his element. He's being outplayed by Joker. And so the pressure's on Booker. And I keep telling you, and you don't believe this, if Booker scores less than 25 points and KD scores less than 25 points, they get beat.
We'll see.
Booker scores 30 and KD scores 18, they get beat. Both of them have to score 25-plus points in order for them to win in this series they're playing. Look at it. Check it out.
We'll see. I mean,
I heard the Lakers said if they were to, if by the grace of God they are to win the NBA title, everybody who played for the Lakers this year will get a ring, including Westbrook and Beasley. And Presley. Luton Chicago.
Patrick Beverly.
Beverly, yeah. Sorry.
I could care less, to tell you the truth.
I could care less either, but I just thought that was a pretty cool gesture to do. If they get there.
Putting a little cart before the horse, though.
So they said if. It was if. It's two letters, but the biggest word in the dictionary as far as I'm concerned. But he did say it.
Like I said, though, a lot of basketball left to play.
A lot of basketball left for Phoenix and Denver. Only one more game left for L.A. That's tomorrow night. That's over.
I'm talking in general because you talking about the West. You got to look over in the East. The Boston Celtics are definitely a team. They could give anybody out of the West a run for their money. And
Boston, I wouldn't be surprised if Boston don't make it because Boston try and find a way to lose.
Yeah, they find a way to snatch victory out of the jaws. Defeat out of the jaws of victory. But nonetheless, I think they match up. But quietly, don't sleep on them 76ers. They getting some stinking confidence going. Quietly, they are. Could you imagine an old school series? Now Embiid on AD.
A Boston.
No. A Sixer LA series.
That'd even be cool too. Either one would be cool.
Because then you got to look at matchups there now. You definitely know that Embiid and AD, that's a cross out situation right there. Both of them teams, the X factors crossed out there. Harden and LeBron, two old dudes who don't play no defense, who can put the ball in the bucket. And then it falls after that.
Harden has not really been the man. Harden has had one or two good games. You put some D on Harden, that's it.
I'm talking about in the playoff run now. I give you the regular season wishy-washy, but he looks like he's in the beard mode right now. Then you go to Vegas and come back and still dump in 38 points, you in the beard zone. He's doing what the beard does. So let's see how that plays out. I think that series falls to the bench. That series falls when you take the X factors, they're Harden and Durant, Harden and LeBron going at each other, and then you got AD and Embiid battling out, then it falls to the role players after that, which would make a very interesting series. Because Philly's got some guys, and, you know, LA's got some guys, and then if it was a Philly-LA series, I could pull for my second favorite player just based on name alone, and you know who he is. Second greatest two guards since Kobe Bryant. Forkmatch. Say that fast. You remember Corkman, right? Forkman, Corkmatch. That's my second favorite player based on name alone. You don't even want to try to say that name right now.
I even ain't trying to say it because the Urkel will call me. I even ain't trying to say that.
You can imagine them drunk Philly fans calling his name if he had a three.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be quick, man. First match.
They had big fight in the gym last night with some Golden State and Lakers fans.
Ah, well, Golden State take blows all the way around last night, eh?
Yeah. They had about, and just to digress a little bit, they had about five or six fights in the San Diego Lakers, our Dodgers series on the weekend.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, my boy Tatis hit that one off that Houston pitcher the other day, brushed him back, and then hit a monster shot on it.
Should he hit two off Kershaw Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, he ain't playing.
Tatis has brought something to San Diego, but they too cocky, and we had to spine them to show them they're still the Dodgers division.
That San Diego team is a dangerous team, man.
They're as dangerous as my Lakers. They didn't see, but let me tell you something. That's a dangerous team, and they got veteran players We got two rookies starting and a third one playing a lot. And they still can't beat us. And we ain't, the Lakers, the Dodgers ain't ticking like San Diego yet. When the Dodgers start ticking, ain't nobody can beat them.
No. I mean, if you're pitching holes for you, Pearly, y'all should be okay.
We will be okay. I agree.
Y'all will be in the conversation just based on pitching alone.
Yep.
If it don't, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, that's a lot. Boy, I tell you, if that pitching holds for y'all, y'all will still be there, like always, in the damn conversation, which I cannot stand.
Yep. Yes, and we get some pitching in. We get the rookie in. Ain't flourished yet. Gosselin's still getting his act together. Dustin may on point. You can be all right.
We'll see. Now, meanwhile, the Yankees, they got some work to do. But
Yankees and problem. This is the voice. The Yankees have been out this early in the year.
Listen, man, call me in 4 to 6 weeks and we'll have this discussion.
Yeah, I know. I hear you saying, but there's some concern about it. The Yankees have never played, has not played this bad in about 20 years.
Right, but on all of that, we 19 and 17. And listen, you and I both know a 10-game series, is a 10-game lead is doable at this time of year. We even hit the All-Star break, Pearly.
No, I understand that a 10-game, but you got four other teams you got to jump. That makes it tough. You got to beat all them. Ain't like you running, ain't like the Padres and the Dodgers and first and second, they're battling each other. You got to beat Boston, you got to beat Baltimore, you got to beat the Rays, and you got to beat Toronto to get the first. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's true. You got a lot, but we'll see what happens. Wild card's still there, though.
I mean, it's still a lot of, shoot, they pay for 30 games yet?
Not 40 19 and 7, they play 36 games.
All right, so they play, all right, so you got 120-something more to go.
All right, let's get to this first break there, Pearly. And we'll jump in after the first break, and we'll get back on it. We'll talk some more baseball. We'll talk some NFL. And Rich Eisen got the final 10 going home today. And guess who Rich Eisen talking about today?
Who?
Lonnie Walker the fourth.
Yeah, that's
great minds. Great minds. Anyway, we'll get to the break.
Lord, I hate that you damn right, you know. Anyway, let's go to the break.
Let's go to the break.
Creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken Filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The 6th edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242. Or visit thebahamasgames.org.
The Tuesday, May 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:37 p.m. is the time. Let me check the text lines real quick. Hey, Naughty, tell that sock fella to start listening to you. The Yankees will be there when it counts. I don't know about the Dodgers. You're way too optimistic about their pitching, Naughty.
Evans, be quiet, yeah? That's Mr. Evans, I say be quiet.
How you know that's Mr. Evans?
Right, because he's the only person call me that sock chipping arm fella.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, you call me old Dodger.
Well, he got the old part right. I'm the Dodger. He got that down part. He got that right.
Only my shoe is old, brother.
Yeah.
You want letters of reference? Would you like some letters of reference?
Letters of reference? Man, you can get anything off the internet these days, man.
You want video testimonies?
No, thank you. I don't watch horror films and documentaries like that, so I'll take your word for it. Anyway, let's look at the NFL. We don't want the NFL to skirt by us without looking at what's going on. And got some rumblings. I hear Kansas City might be trying to make a move for DeAndre Hopkins. That might become a reality now.
That made the rich get richer.
I mean, he goes there and he's a perfect number one for Mahomes.
And trust me, if they think they can go to the finals and beat, the Philadelphia Eagles, they're better because the Eagles are the team to beat.
Purdy, and again, I'm going to say this. It's a little different when it's a division rival or whatever. You look at it a little differently. Like, I look at Philly as a great team on paper. They got some studs. They got some quality pieces. But at the end of the day, I've seen them, Dallas, New York, have these great paper teams on paper. And you play a division game, and hey, you know what I mean? They play different within the division. That's all I'm saying. I'm not overwhelmed and taken aback by the Eagles. Now, other people in the NFC who don't play them on a regular, not in the division, I can understand that. And I will put Philadelphia at the top in the NFC on the same tier with the 49ers and the Cowboys. But the Philadelphia is that clear cut, you know, at the top of that tier. Philly, 49ers, Cowboys. Then after that, look at the NFC, Pearly. There's a huge fall off. Huge.
Well, I think, whereas I
look in the AFC, I will go on record and say, with the additions y'all made, y'all in the conversation, Kansas City's in the conversation, and then who's that other one, you know, that third
Cincinnati
tier team?
Would be in the conversation.
Cincinnati,
Buffalo
right there.
In the conversation.
No, I think Buffalo's on that second tier. I think Buffalo's on that second tier, Pearly. I really
you think
do.
Buffalo dropped that much?
Yeah, because I think people now become familiar with Buffalo, what they like to do. And they know how to attack the quarterback. They know how to put pressure on Allen.
That's true.
They pulled some pages out of your book. Why? Because it's a division game. How many times have we seen the Dolphins with a crappy record punch the Bills square in the mouth with a pretty record? And then next week, the league goes back to jocking the Bills. Oh, they're 7-2. Yeah, but the Dolphins just beat y'all. But they're 7-2.
The Patriots.
And I think
I think
Buffalo gets a lot of media hype that they're bought into Josh Allen. They want to push him. They like him. You know, East Coast team, bring back the Buffalo Bills in the NFL. That works. But let me tell you why he kind of annoys me. Because he got a little bit of hype, like how they've done with other athletes in other sports. Call no names.
Yeah.
And you look at in the last 33 games, Josh Allen's thrown 29 interceptions. The last 33 games, Dak Prescott's thrown 29 interceptions. Why is Dak the beige stepchild that can't play? You know, this horrible. And Allen is praised on the other side with the same stats. How can one be put on a pedestal and the other one thrown in the outhouse?
It's the hue. The hue.
Well, I even threw the race card out of it. Honest to God, I did. I just wanted to objectively see, just based on the numbers, why so? Because the hue is obvious. The color of the race card is obvious, Pearly. You know what I mean? That's a given. But, I mean, look at the stats. How can they fix their mouth to say one is inferior compared to the next? You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
All right, he got a text to chime in. Naughty Josh Allen is the great white hype. Boy, I'm starting to believe that, because what has he done winning-wise? Buffalo's gone in the last couple of seasons, and people have been all over Buffalo. I lie, Pearly?
No, you're right. You're very right.
And even when they buck, they tell, they find a way to come back with that narrative that Buffalo's still the team to beat.
Because that's how they feel. But we'll show them this year. We are the dogs.
So I think they're on a second tier. And I put you on that big, on a higher tier than them simply because, like you say, you got a damn track squad there on offense and defense.
Oh, we got a 4x1 team. And we got a 4x1 team.
And I'll tell you, that defense, if they do it based on speed, reminds me of them old one-star defenses that Dallas used to have when we won Super Bowls. Quick to the ball, fast to the ball. I don't care that you got a small linebacker getting near him, a safety, and somebody else getting there. Three dudes tackling you, not one.
Oh, and understand one thing. The Dolphins are not finished yet. We got $14 million freeing up in 2 weeks. Watch what happened.
Dallas got 26, but anyway.
That's all right, but we got eyes on a particular player. We just waiting on the money.
And who is that particular player?
I ain't saying that because you may call someone and tell him.
No, I don't care. If the Dolphins want him, I don't want him. Who is it?
No, we're still looking at Cook. We're still looking at Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook. And listen, I'm hearing Dalvin Cook for Xavier Howard straight up.
No, nope. We may just, if that don't happen this week, then we can ride it out until they have to let him go, and then we'll sign him.
I'm hearing Xavier Howard wants a reunion with your boy from the Patriots who used to coach y'all, Flores.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too, but I
said his best two seasons ever in the league came under Flores. He wants a reunion. Minnesota.
That might be the reason why we took that corner back.
Ah, Minnesota is definitely in need of a corner, and they'll pick up that money.
Now, this will free up more money. This will free up more money for us to go after the
now personally
the linebacker we was at. Why it was all
personally, I think y'all drafted the kid from South Carolina to replace Byron Jones, who you signed from Dallas.
Yeah, that was the only reason we signed him. Yeah,
but the bigger picture, y'all still got Igbahini there, so you could put Igbahini on one side.
No, Igbahini days are numbered.
Igbahini is a Dolphin legend, babe.
Whatever the walk on, the unsigned free agent who made the all rookie team.
Boy, listen here. We got a confused text to hear today, boy, Pearly. Denver Broncos all day. New York Mets all day. Lakers all day.
I wouldn't be on. Nah, see, when he says stinking lousy Jets, he must see whatever you some give me somebody.
But Broncos all day, Mets all day, and Lakers all day.
Mets.
Mets. Yeah.
The only thing I like about the Mets is because they write in New York, and when I go to New York, I just go watch them play the Dodgers. Outside, they're not nothing for the Mets.
And then the Broncos. They still could be last place in the AFC West again.
I really think, and I've said this already, I think the Broncos is going to have a bounce back here.
Pearly, I told you last year the Broncos was going to be fourth in the division, right? Where they ended up.
Yes.
And again this year, they're going to end up fourth in that division.
No, I think they're going to have a bounce back here this year.
No, sir. Fourth in that division. They could be more competitive, but they could still end up fourth.
I think the Broncos win that division this year.
No, sir. Kansas City. And
second, wild card. Sorry, wild
card.
No.
You got the Chargers and you got the Raiders in front of them, who are better football teams, bro.
They can beat both of them. I think.
Pearly.
Listen, they got a better quarterback than both teams.
Pearly, if you go back to the tape from last year, this time we had this conversation, you're saying the same thing.
No, I'm not knocking what you said last year. I agree with you on last year.
And I'm saying you're saying the same thing that you said last year. I don't think it's a bounce back.
I think Russell Wilson's gonna have a bounce back here. I think you're going to see the old Russell Wilson. And I think you're going to see a better Denver team. I think
Denver improved. No, they improve under Sean Payton in the fourth place schedule, but I don't think they make it in the AFC this year. I'm not saying that they're not going to improve now. I just don't think they make the jump you do. I think next year is the year where they make that jump, and Payton's got more time to put more of his players in place.
Maybe so, but I still think they're going to challenge for a wild card. Whether they get it or not is a different story. I think they're going to challenge. They're going to be in the conversation in December.
Dexter, yes, you have every right to pull for those teams. We're not knocking you.
We're going to pull for them.
Just how you have a right to pull for them teams and support them, we have a right to laugh at you for pulling for them teams. Just like you have a right to laugh at me for pulling for the Cowboys.
Oh, that's the Dexter.
Yeah. So we ain't knocking you down.
Dexter. I respect who you pull for.
That's your team.
I've actually been to more Mets games than I've been to Dodger games because I used to go to New York as a kid a lot.
It
was easy to go to games.
I will ask you, Dexter, though. Let me know your pedigree then. Okay? Yeah, them same cowgirls who slapped up your Broncos in the Super Bowl, Dexter. Don't run out now. Don't run out. You forget now. Don't run out.
Don't get in a bit naughty. Trust me.
He's
a stand-up comedian who used to heckle us. Don't get into it. Trust me.
I need to know where your Denver Bronco love came from. Was it that Craig Morton Denver Bronco team that lost to the Cowboys in the Super Bowl? Or was it them John Elway Broncos?
He's a John Elway Bronco. And Terrell Davis
Bronco? Or are you a Johnny Come Lady That's Bronco? Right. Second of all, the Lakers, I ain't got no beef with you there. That's your choice. It's all good. How you get to the Mets? How did you get to the Mets? Were you the Dwight Gooden, Daryl Strawberry, Gary Carter, Miracle Mets? With Ray Knight at third scoring a tie and run because Buckner let it go through his leg? Are you those Mets? Which Mets are you? Now, I know you got John Elway down there. That answers that. Pearly, you were right. He's an Elway Bronco. Yeah. Carry on smartly.
There are very, very few Craig Morton Broncos.
Pearly, here goes. I can let you have them now. They became a Mets fan when Mike Piazza arrived. Have your fun, Pearly.
You got to wash up Mike. You got to finish Mike. You got Tommy Lasorda's godson. That's all right. That means you may be a transplanted Dodger then. Because you're a Laker, you could be a transplant.
I believe he followed Piazza to New York.
But that's fine. If he did, that's fine. If you follow Piazza to New York, but he's not an original man. He's not a. I don't want. Can't use that terminology. Original man. He's not an organic man.
He's not an organic man.
I say organic because Mookie's not an organic Dodger, but Mookie came in his prime. Piazza didn't go there in his prime.
There it is, Purdy. He says, Mike Piazza, great catcher. He is one of the greatest catchers ever. And side note, footnote, I like the Dodgers. He's a Piazza fan and followed him to the Mets, man.
But now I can be very honest. Piazza was a really good catcher, but he ain't top 10. And I'm a Dodger. He's not top 10.
You could name 10 catchers better than...
The Dodgers, sorry?
You got 10 catchers better than Piazza?
You can start off with Steve Yeager.
No. Hold on, because we got to get to the break and Rich Eisen taking us home, okay? Tomorrow, your homework tonight, Purdy. We'll meet back here same time. I got 10 catches. You got 10 catches.
Okay. Out of my 10 catches, I think I'd give you my top 10 catches in the modern era. So I'm even saying from the 60s, I wouldn't even go to Roy Campanella.
I might even throw Manny Sanguian on that list, bro. You remember Manny from the Pirates? Manny Sanguian.
Yes.
And listen here.
How about
the great Darryl Porter from the Kansas City Royals and the St. Louis Cardinals?
Oh, I forgot about him.
Okay. And then don't forget, old boy who manages the Yankees, man. Last name, slipping my mind right now. Jesus, Boone, Bob Boone, Brett. Bob and the grandpa. Man. The grandpa was a great major league player. Boone was a great catcher. No, Aaron
Piazza
in the next
was
one.
Piazza was better than Bob Boone. I ain't going to let you do that one.
Hold on now. And Bob Boone played one big for Kansas City in that World Series in 85. You better catch yourself.
He did come up big in that, yes. But
Another one you could throw out there who was a great catcher, I think, was Jim Sundberg. You forget Sundberg from the Rangers and all of them. Bounced around a couple of games. Good catcher, too.
He was really a good catcher. I remember Sundberg.
And here's two that we got to talk about, and we'll talk about him tomorrow. Johnny Bench and Carlton Fisk.
The two greatest. Johnny Bench is probably the greatest. Johnny Bench is one of those who hold five baseballs in one hand.
There you go. See, we got a good convo for tomorrow, Purdy. Be good. We'll talk tomorrow, man. Be safe.
All right, brother. See y'all tomorrow. All right, Dexter. See you tomorrow.
Mañana.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut.
Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Victor, right.
We want local government.
Shadow,
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Into the four of this playoff series against the Warriors. And started, you know, putting the ball in the basket during some garbage time. But as Stan Van Gundy said, there's no such thing as garbage time, just garbage players. I like that line during the game last night. Did you catch that one when Stan Van Gundy dropped that one? Because he said, you know, hey, even when the game is over and players are coming in and playing hard, coaches notice everything.
Yeah.
And in this game where the Warriors showed up and, man, were they pick and rolling their way to whatever the hell they wanted. And Steve Kerr made the interesting button push of putting the mitten. Gary Payton II. Don't call him Junior. Gary Payton II. So it was a battle of Roman numerals. The first half, it was the second, and then came the fourth.
Funny how that works.
In the fourth quarter. And in the IV quarter, with the Lakers coming back from a double-digit third-quarter deficit when the Warriors were making their shots and backdooring their way to open shots and transitioning up the floor, and the transition defense of the Lakers was porous. When James and Davis had done their jobs and the rest of the team was trying to find their way, in comes Lonnie Walker IV and all he does. This is amazing. Scored all 15 of his points in the fourth quarter. And the last time a Laker came off the bench and scored those many points in the fourth quarter of a playoff game was 1997, when a rookie reserve in game three against the Utah Jazz in the second round of the playoffs came in off the bench and scored 17 points. His name is Kobe Bryant. That's what Lonnie Walker IV did last night. And this is why we watch sports. This is why we love sports. And I know fans of the association aren't terribly happy when the Lakers win a playoff basketball game.
No,
I get it.
Never.
I get it. There are many different locales across the map, okay, from east to west. And as a matter of fact, TJ, you embody both of those coasts when it comes to the NBA.
True that.
Sixers and Clippers. You are not happy when this happens. And you as a Celtic fan, not happy. Knicks fan.
Nope.
We're not terribly happy. We could go on and on and on and on and on, especially when, okay, so the Lakers, they're going to do this again? Okay, really? This team that started 2-10, this team that made a move for Rui Hachimura and Malik Beasley and D'Angelo Russell, who, by the way, was... And they're going to make these moves. Jared Vanderbilt. Okay, this is what the team's going to do. They'll send Russ away. That's how they're going to remake their roster and make a run. Yep. And then when they're in trouble at home, maybe losing the advantage that they got by taking game one in Golden State, letting the Warriors have a road playoff win in a 29th consecutive playoff series? They're going to get bailed out by Lonnie Walker the fourth? Yep. The answer to those questions are yes. And look who's one win away from not only moving on to the Western Conference Finals, but assuring the association world of a new champion. It's the Los Angeles Lakers in front of Jack Nicholson and Diane Cannon like it's, you know, 82. Winning time all over again.
Forum, baby.
Okay? Like, yeah, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. So that happened, and it's the Lakers again, man. And you got to give it up to Rob Pelinka. You got to.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really do.
You got to. He had the most impossible Rubik's Cube solve. Now, again, they got to win one more, and they've got to go, you know, back up to San Francisco. And if the Warriors win that game five, then the pressure's on in game six, because if you don't win that in game six, not only the Warriors get their road win for the 29th consecutive road playoff series, then you got to go up to San Francisco and win a game seven again. And I understand that that's a long row to hoe for the team that's down 3-1. But the Lakers are sitting right there. And when they were 2-10 and they were hoping Lonnie Walker the fourth could be a starter in this league for a team with championship hopes, not expectations. You didn't see this coming. But guess what's here? The Lakers. One win away from eliminating the Warriors and moving on, thanks to Lonnie Walker the fourth, who stayed ready from the start.
The greatest feeling you can ever imagine. You know, as a kid, this is something I've been dreaming of doing, not just being a part of the playoffs, but impacting it, yet alone winning the playoffs. And, you know, I'm truly proud of myself. You know, it really shows my capabilities and just my mental fortitude. I think the hardest thing of, you know, being able to play a lot and then not playing at all is sticking with it. You know, there's a lot of uncontrollable things that you can't control. And you just got to take it day to day, stack the days. And every single day you're trying to be better than who you were yesterday. So that's what I'm always trying to accomplish, is just reach my best self.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. If I told you yesterday, hey, media, you're going to be asking for Lonnie Walker the fourth to come out of the locker room and tell us his story, because that's the story of game five when Steph Curry triple doubles and Davis and LeBron combined for 50 in a playoff game. But get us Lonnie Walker the fourth, shall you? Please. Because we want to hear from him.
Could have made some money knowing that.
The hell going on?
That's it. The hell going on? Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.